Hello, welcome to Off Topic Talk, show number 4 for May 22nd, 2006. Hello, and welcome to Off Topic Talk, the show where we talk about interests, hobbies, pastimes, and passions, all the things that we find interesting in life. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com. I'd like to toss out a quick apology to everyone who has listened to show number 3. I used a new microphone without testing it first. This was an error. I have now gone back to my old microphone. The one I used in show number 3 is gone. You will never hear it again. I apologize. Now on with the show. Today we're going to discuss the record label Magnatune from Magnatune.com. In the news, we have a story about an unusual... It'll be a little more clear when we get there. We'll talk about the musical album Enter the Woods by Minstrel Spirit, although to call it an album is kind of a misnomer these days, since I downloaded all the tracks, so I don't have a hard copy, I don't have any vinyl, it's all digital. We'll have a new song of the week, and we'll close out the show today with another tangential thought. And now, off we go. I'm going to start today by talking about Magnatune at Magnatune.com, the, quote, "We Are Not Evil," unquote, record company. Magnatune was founded in April of 2003 by one John Buckman with the goal to find a way to run a record label in the internet reality, file trading, internet radio, musicians' rights, the whole nine yards, end quote. Magnatune is a record label for the internet age. They're doing a lot of very innovative things with musicians' rights, ownership of the music. It's a really cool place to visit. Magnatune presents the concept of open music. Music that is shareable, available, allows for derivative works, and is free of cost for non-commercial purposes. It's the concept of open-source computer software, but applied to music. All the music available on Magnatune can be listened to for free through streaming, and there's no registration process to listen. You just browse their available catalog and click on the links. You can listen to individual songs. You can listen to entire albums. Normally, you do have to pay for the higher quality downloads, but this is where some of the really neat facets of Magnatunes comes into play. When you purchase a Magnatune album for download, the purchase price is as little as $5, or as much as you want to pay for it. It's a sliding scale. You decide how much you're going to pay. So you can go cheap if you're on a tight budget, or if you choose to, you can go and pay a higher amount and give the artist what you think the quality of their work is worth, how much time and effort they put into it. You decide. You'll get a CD quality download. You can also order actual physical CDs from the company. If you lose your downloaded file, you can go back and download it again, and they make them available in a variety of different file formats. When you purchase an album from Magnatune, the fee is split 50-50 between the artist and Magnatune. This is compared to regular record labels, where the artist probably gets less than $2 per copy, regardless of the sale price of the end product. Unlike contracts with traditional record labels, Magnatune does not take ownership of the music. The artists retain ownership and rights of all of their music. Some of the other neat things, podcasters and journalists can arrange for free downloads of the music for review and for use in podcasts. My experience with Magnatune so far in this regard has been very good. The staff has been very friendly, very communicative, and very helpful. It's been a really good experience all around. One of the neatest aspects of Magnatune is the variety of music available. They have genres ranging from classical, jazz, blues, rock, pop, metal, all the way through Celtic, folk, ambient, Middle Eastern, experimental electronic, space music, Indian, and a host of others. You can find pretty much anything you're interested in on Magnatune. There are also collection tracks that you can play, so you can pick a link that will play a variety of different music, not just samples, but entire individual songs from a variety of different artists in the various genres they have available. So my recommendation today is, as soon as you're done listening to this show, fire up your web browser, head on over to Magnatune.com, and check out what they have. Generally speaking, if you like music, you should enjoy your experience at Magnatune. They are doing some really great, innovative stuff in the music industry. Very friendly for artists, very friendly for listeners. So I fully support what they're doing. Please go check them out, provide them with your support as well. Today's unusual news story. There was a piano found on the highest mountain peak in Britain. There is a peak in mountains in Scotland called Ben Nevis. This mountain is over 4,400 feet tall. A group of conservators from the John Muir Trust, this is the group that actually owns the mountain, were up clearing litter from the mountain's plateau. and they came across the frame, box, and strings of what appeared to be an upright piano. According to representatives at the John Muir Trust, about 120,000 people climb Ben Nevis every year. There is one person who was known to have taken a piano up there back in the 80s, but they apparently did bring it back down with them, so they don't know where this one came from. I did a little bit more digging and came across another article which found out that the instrument isn't really a piano, it's actually an organ. It was taken up there in 1971 by one Kenny Campbell as part of a cancer charity drive. Campbell said it took him 4 days to get the organ up there, and when he finally got it up there, he played Scotland the Brave. I haven't found anything more on the topic, but I tip my hat to Mr. Campbell for working so hard for such a great cause. My media suggestion today is the album Enter the Woods by the group Minstrel Spirit. They can be found on the Magnatune label. There will be a link directly to their album in the show notes. Minstrel Spirit consists of guitar player and vocalist David Brake. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. That's spelled B-R-A-I-C. And singer Carolina Lindwall. Additional music and production support was provided by Staffan Stavert. The group's musical style is a wonderful blend of medieval, pop, Celtic, folk, Spanish, Arabic, and Renaissance styles. The album's songs run from the lyrical piece The Lonely Minstrel, instrumental Dream of Spain. Contemporary piece called Grapes for Wine. Finishes out with a very haunting song called Winds Are Cryin'. I hope you enjoyed the music this week. So far, I've really enjoyed listening to that particular album. It is one of my current favorites. On to our tangential thought for the day. I recently came across an article in the Wiki How To. It is titled, How to Win a Street Fight. A good subtitle for this article might be, How to Get Out of a Fight Without Getting Hurt. Winning in this case does not necessarily mean beating someone else. Let me do a little lead-in by filling you in on some of my background. I've been a student of martial arts and defense techniques for over half my life. I do not believe that this makes me an expert on the subject, but I think I'm pretty knowledgeable about it nonetheless. I don't condone or encourage violence. It is my belief that if a person gets into a physical fight, several things must have gone wrong to get them to that point already. With all of this in mind, I did find this article to be one of the better written pieces on the subject. Now, this may seem obvious, but fighting, especially in a street fight, is very dangerous. People get badly hurt or killed in street fights. People who are not hurt or killed often have to deal with legal issues resulting from the incident. This is not about your ego or the money in your wallet. This is about staying alive and unhurt. The basic premise of the article is that you do everything you can to avoid actually fighting. You do your very best to talk your way out of a potential fight. This is not working, then you let your feet do your talking and walk away. If that's not enough, then you start running. Remember, this is not about your ego, this is about your life. You do whatever you can to keep distance between yourself and your potential assailant until you can get away or until police can get called in. Now, there may be a time where fighting is appropriate. There may be a time where fighting is necessary. I'm not going to go into that at this point. That'll probably be a topic for another day. I've had some interesting conversations with people who were quite surprised to find out that despite all my years training in martial arts, I was not an advocate of fighting. I think it's a bad idea. Hopefully most of you think so as well. This all falls under the concept of keeping yourself healthy, safe, and alive for as long as possible. When the adrenaline is high, it can be hard to make rational decisions. When people's egos get involved, it can be even harder to make rational decisions. But when it comes right down to it, there are very few situations where putting your life on the line is going to be worth it. So people, stay safe. Keep yourself out of harm's way. This is a topic we'll come back to on another day. Let's bring this episode to a close now. Next show, I'll be doing what I always do. As of this recording, I don't know what my main topic is going to be yet. I'll have something interesting for you by the time the show gets going, though. I do have an interesting news story about nuclear waste disposal, and I'll have a really cool movie for the media suggestion. We'll have some more strange news, and we will see what else comes up as the week goes by. If you have any questions or comments, the best place to post them, as of this edition, is at the blog site, offtopictalk.blogspot.com. However, I have big news. This week, I have added a couple of new feedback methods. I now have voicemail and an email address. So if you want to leave me a little more direct feedback, call my voicemail number, 206-888-5-OFF. That's 206-888-5633. Or you can email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com. So give me a call, drop me a line, let me know what you think. If there are things that you'd like to see changed, let me know. We're still really early into this podcasting process, so I am open to feedback for change, variety, comments, compliments, criticism, anything you want to say, let me know. I want to make this show something that you all will enjoy. Transition music this week is from AMB26, Autumn Vane, Andrew Bowerman, and Beethoven. All available at podshow.music.com, the PodSafe Music Network. Thank you for listening, and have a safe journey.